Today's shir is Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Beis. We will begin with Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan Eva Menachai. We know that the Torah teaches us that we're not allowed to eat an Eva Menachai, a limb from a live animal, and teaches us the Braisa that Eva Menachai Noi Behem V'Chai V'Oif, that they apply by all types of living things, animals, Behem V'Chais and Oifis, and Bein Tamei and Bein Tahirim, whether they're kosher or not kosher. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Chama's opinion is, and Noigel of Tahirim, only is by kosher animals. Am Rabbi Yochanan, comments Rabbi Yochanan, that this machloik is tanum, v'shnei mikrech in the darshu. They base their opinions on the same pasuk. The pasuk says, rachazak levilti echol adam, ki adam hu anefesh. Teaches us the pasuk, le'soich la'nefesh imabos. The Torah connects the din of dam to the din of evi menachai. We'll speak in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's shir about the pasuk of le'soich la'nefesh imabos, and that pasuk teaches us the halach of evi menachai. So say Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Savri, koshat the mitzvah al doma, the mitzvah al avarov. Wherever we have a situation where we're not allowed to eat the blood of something, we're not allowed to have the blood of a different living thing. On that, and any time that applies, so too on such an animal will be a din of Eivim and Achai. Vahani Tameim Nami. So when we speak about a Behem V'Chai V'Oif, or we speak about a kosher or a non-kosher animal, Hoyavat Mitzuvah Al Domam, since the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat their blood, therefore At Mitzuvah Eivim, the halacha by all of these types of animals, there also will be a halacha that there is a din of Eivim and Achai. And as the Rishonim explain, why, if something is not kosher, is it also subject to the halacha of Dam? Very much connected to what we discussed in the previous year. Since the Issa Dam and the Isser of being non-kosher come at the same time when the animal is born, so we learned that even if we hold Ein Issa Chalal Isser, when the two Isurim come at the same time, then both Isurim are effective. And even, because we discussed at the end of yesterday's shir, that there are opinions that don't hold that, even if we don't always hold that, explain the Mefarshim, in a situation, say the Mefarshim, where the Isser is more chomer, and the Isser Dam is more chomer than the Isser Trefa, because Isser Trefa is an Isser Lav, Isser Dam is a Chiv Karis. Certainly both Yisurim reply, and therefore by all of these types of creatures, the halacha is that there'll be an Isser of Eivim and Achai. The Rabbanan, we learned at the Brice at the beginning of this year, only hold that Eivim and Achai only applies by kosher animals. Why? Because they explain the pasuk, le'soich la'nefesh ma'basar, el'basar l'chadei. The Torah is teaching us, you're not allowed to eat the Eivim, but you're allowed to eat the meat. Teaches us the Chachamim. Where we have a situation at the Psori Mutter, that you're allowed to eat the meat, there the Torah teaches us, at the Mitzvah El Evarav, that Eva Menachai is Osir. Because Ein Psori Mutter, but in a situation where the Basar may not be eaten, a non-kosher animal, there, at the Mitzvah El Evarav, you're not allowed to eat, there's no din of Eva Menachai. Interesting vart that I saw. Actually, the din of Eva Menachai, as we're going to learn in today's shir, a very important part of today's shir, is already one of the Zayim mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, and applies to Goyim as well to Yidin, as Jews. Not only does it apply to Goyim as well as it applies to Jews, but even Adam Arishu was told not to eat Eivim and Achai. Although Adam Mefarshim asked the question, why did Adam Arishu have to be told not to eat Eivim and Achai? Adam Arishu wasn't allowed to eat any meat. So if you're not allowed to eat meat, why are you not allowed to eat Eivim and Achai? So Rabbi Kivega says the Mefarshim say a very nice terror, it's based on Rabbi Kivega. Kivega says that not only is Eivim and Achai Osir, but one may not eat Eivim and Achai Shaloi Kederch Achila. Even if you eat Eivim and Achai not in its normal fashion, it's also considered Eivim and Achai. So now, we could understand why Adam Arishin was told about Eivim and Achai. Because we discussed as recently as yesterday, that when you eat something Shaloi Kederch Achila, not its normal fashion, there is no Isser, Achila, if it's a non-kosher animal. So Adam Arishin, if it was just a problem that it was non-kosher, that it was Basar, could have eaten the Shloike Derech Achila. Hashem told me, you can't eat Eivim and Achai, which includes even Shleika Derech Achila. Ketanyus the Gemara, for Yehuda Lamali Kra, why do we need a Pasuk, asked the Gemara according to Yehuda? That's something that's not kosher. You also have the Isser of Eva Menachai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Laisi is the Aver. This Aver, Chai Leich Lalas Atoma, should anyway be effective because Shekeni Surah Noyag Vibnei Noyach. And as we discussed in the previous year, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, wherever an Isser is an Isser Moisif, it speaks to more people, we do say Isser Chalal Isser. Why do we need the Pasuk? And the Mepharshim say, that what Taisus asked, the top Taisus on the Amid, why can't this Gemara serve as the source to teach us indeed this halacha, that whenever you have an issa maisif, we say issa chalal isser? Answers Taisus, because this is a unique situation, because this is not just an issa maisif, this is an issa maisif that even applies to bnei noyach, therefore it can't be a source, and it's also a very chomer isser, and therefore it can't be a source for anywhere else. Answers the Gemara, and a chanami. According to Yehuda, the fact that non-kosher animals a subject to the halacha of Eva Merechai can be learned through Svara. We had a pasuk. According to Rabbi Lazar, as Rabbi Yoshev explains in the Sefer, Rabbi Lazar obviously holds that even in a situation of Isser Moisif, he still says, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So even though the animal is not kosher, if the animal is already not kosher, how could there be an Isser Eva Merechai? We need the pasuk. And indeed, says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hachi, and the Rishonim have two ways of explaining what is the Gemara trying to corroborate here by saying Tanya Nami Hachi. One is to corroborate the way the Gemara has explained the Machloikis of Rebbe Loza and the Chachamim. And another explanation the Rishonim give is because if we look into this Braisa, the Braisa only quotes Rebbe Loza. We said Rebbe Loza and Rebbe Yehuda have the same opinion. But we just finished saying that although they have the same opinion, they arrive at their opinions very differently. Rabbi Lazar gets there through the Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda gets there through his understanding of Issa Chalal Isser. Here the Brice is quoting the Pasuk, so it's careful only to mention Rabbi Lazar's name. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree that you need a Pasuk. Tanya Nami Hachi, Eva Menachai, Noig B'Behem V'Chai V'Oif, Bein Temeya, Ban Tahira. Shnemar, Rach Chazak L'Vilti Achol Adam, Kosh at mitzvah al domoi, at mitzvah al evorov. Any time when you're not allowed to eat blood of a living creature, that there is a rule of Eva Menachai. The kosh at mitzvah al domoi, when there isn't such a halacha by chagovim, by grasshoppers, dagim, fish, at mitzvah al evorov. Divrei Rebbe Lazar. Here we only find Rebbe Lazar, as I said. The chamayim and the noig el b'tayim. The halacha of Eva Menachai only applies by kosher animals. Shenemar, leisoich lahanefesh emen abosar. El abosar l'chudei. Teach us the chachamim. Kol shabosar mutar. Wherever the meat may be eaten, at the mitzvah elevarov, there is a halacha of Eva Menachai. However, if it's a non-kosher animal, so kol she'ein basar mutar, so you're not allowed to eat the animal, and at the mitzvah elevarov, there is no din of Eva Menachai. Remeir has even a more lenient opinion. Remeya Oimer, Ein Noig El Behemet Tarbavad. Not only is Eva Menachai only by kosher animals, but only by kosher behemoths. By kosher chayis and kosher oifis, there's no din of Eva Menachai according to Remeya. Says the Gemara, Simon Shmuel Shiloi Shimi, Amar Rabba Shmuel, Amar Rav Chizda, Vitaim Rav Yosef, Vamalei Amar Rabba Bashelo, Amar Rav Chizda, Vitaim Rav Yosef, Vamalei Rabba Shimi, Amar Rav Chizda, Vitaim Rav Yosef, Mai Tamad Rameya. What is the basis for Rameya's opinion? Amar Kra, the pasuk that speaks about the din of Eva Menachai, mentions V'zavachtam V'karchu Mitzoyncha, to teach us that only by Bakar and Tzoyn, which are behemoth tahiris, there and only there is the halacha of Eva Menachai, nowhere else. Interesting machlokes rishonim by a goy that we're learning that there is a din of Eva Menachai by a goy, as I said earlier. It's one of the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Will Rameyer agree that by a goy, it's not limited to b'karcha v'tzoyncha, that applies to all animals? Or is Rameya saying no, that the din of Eva Menachai is only on that type of animal, and makes no difference if it's a Jew or a guy. But now says the Gemara, interesting piece of Gemara. Amar Gidl Amar Rav, Machlokes B'Yisrael. This Machlokes that we had between the Chacham and Rebbe Lazar, if Eivim and Chai is only by kosher animals or by non-kosher animals, when a Jew eats it. Al Ben Noyach, Divrei Hakol Muzar Al Atmeim Ketahir. The din of Eivim and Chai by a guy is even on non-kosher animals. There's no difference by him between kosher and non-kosher. Interesting Shaila. A Jew has a din of Lifnei Evil Esita Mechsho. We're not allowed to cause somebody to do an Aveira. So are you allowed to give a piece of Eivim Menachai from a non-kosher animal to a guy? If the Gemara is saying now that a guy is also an Eivim Menachai even from non-kosher animals. What does the question hinge on? It really hinges on two interesting issues. One, does the rule of Lifnei Evil Esita Mechsho apply to goyim? The Torah says Lifnei Evil Esita Mechsho. We're not allowed to cause a person to do an Aveira. Is that only we're not allowed to cause another Jew to do an Aveira? Or is it to anybody we're not allowed to cause? What is the question based on? We know there's a concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazel, that we're all responsible for each other. So is Lifnei Evil Esita Mechsho really an extension of the Halach of Arvis? But Arvis only applies amongst Jews, not from Jews to goyim. So therefore the din of Lifnei Evil wouldn't apply to Akum. Or is Lifnei Evil Esita Mechsho a separate new Halacha that the Torah says and applies to goyim as well? That's one question. Another question is a general issue. When we speak about Lifnei Evil Esita Mechsho, that I'm not allowed to cause somebody to do an Aveira, what if it's an Aveira for that person and not an Aveira for me? Is that still in the category of Lifnei Evil Esita Mechsho? What would be an example? Our Gemara. Because by us, the Chacham hold is no problem of Eivim Menachai by a kosher, by a non-kosher animal. A guy, there is. So is if I give a guy to eat something which is not for me, Eivim Menachai, but is Eivim Menachai for him, am I over Lifnei Evil Esita Mechsho, even if there's Lifnei Evil Esita Mechsho by Akum? Well, we could complicate the question even more. Because the truth is, that this Eivim Menachai from a non-kosher animal, I'm also not allowed to eat. Just he's not allowed to eat it for one reason, and I'm not allowed to eat it for a different reason. He's not allowed to eat it because it's Eivim Menachai, and I'm not allowed to eat it because it's a non-kosher animal. So we're both not allowed to eat it, but not allowed to eat it for different reasons. Is that what will be the halacha of Eivim Esita Mechsho in such a situation? The best is not to give it, says the Gemara. Tanya Mihochi says the one we learned in the Braisa. Eivim Menachai, the Braisa says as follows. Eivim Menachai, Bnei Noyach Muzar Al Tameim Ketoherim. The din of Eivim Menachai by Bnei Noyach is by kosher and non-kosher. Yisrael, Eivim Muzar El Atoherim Bilvad. Yisrael, it's only by kosher animals. Says, so this Braisa clearly says the exact same thing as Rav. But says the Gemara, Ikeda Emri Tahira, there's only a question, what is the right girsa in this braisa? Is the right girsa the word Tahora, and this braisa represents Rameya, because Rameya says that Eivim Menachai is only by Behemoth. Ikeda Emri Tahirim, and it follows the opinion of the Rabbanon that applies by Behemoth Chai is for Oifois Tahirim. Another halacha. Amar Rav Shesbi Afanan Namatanina. Orchel Eivim Menachai, if somebody ate an Eivim Menachai, ain't soifik aboim. This what do you call it? You don't get malchus. The Raisa says there's a situation. Ven shchita mitarosa, and the shchita is not effective. Asking me, what are we talking about? B'mai. What is this Raisa referring to? Ilema, if we're going to say b'Yisrael that we're talking about a Jew and we're talking about a non-kosher animal, shita. Then shchita mitarosa. If it's a non-kosher animal, what does the shchita accomplish? Elalav, what is the braisa talking about? But menoyach, that it's talking about an akum, and the braisa is saying, ochel eivim menachai, ein a soifik aboyim, ve'ein shchita mitarosa. But the shchita doesn't help. What pshat shchita doesn't help? A guy doesn't need shchita. So what's the braisa? If we're saying that the braisa is talking about shchita, about a guy eating Eivim Menachai, a And the Brisa is saying that Eved Menachayim by Goy is by a kosher or non-kosher animal. So what does Shechita have to do with an Akub? So there's a very important halacha to discuss here. We may only, going back to something we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, we may only eat animals if they're slaughtered properly. But we also learned earlier in the Masechta that after an animal is slaughtered properly, it commonly is mefarches. It still moves around. The halacha is we're allowed to eat the animal at that point. An akum doesn't need shechita. So if an akum kills an animal, doesn't have to kill, kills it in any way, what's the halacha if the animal is mefarches? The halacha is he has to wait until it actually dies. What's the halacha, however? And that's what the Braisa says. Let's first learn Pshat in the Braisa. So the Braisa is saying two halachas. One halacha is that the Braisa teaches us that Eved Menachai applies by kosher and non-kosher animals. Where? By a goy. One rule. And the second rule is that when a goy kills an animal, shechts an animal even, Pirchus is not a heter for a goy. He has to wait for the animal to completely expire. But now we have another question. We just said that if we shecht an animal, shecht it properly, even though it's still mefarches, we're allowed to eat it. What will be the halacha if we shecht an animal and the animal is still mefarches and we're allowed to eat it, will the goy be allowed to eat it? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. One opinion is, of course. Why? It can't be a situation that the Torah is more machmer, the Torah is more stringent with Akum than they are with Jews. Another opinion is that, no, we travel different directions. So, according to the halacha, that the goy is allowed to eat it when it's mefarches, the brayse is very geschmack. Because we're talking about a non-kosher animal. We can't eat it. Only the goy can eat it, but the goy has to wait for pirchus. Another interesting question. There's a question that the Gemara poses. Interesting question that the Achronim discuss. There's a question the Gemara poses. How are you allowed to eat eggs? Why isn't an egg considered Eved Menachai? How are you allowed to eat milk? How are you allowed to drink milk? Why isn't milk considered Eved Menachai? So the Gemara answers that the Torah shows us that it's mutter. Why? Because the din of Shiluach HaKen. If you find the nest, Shalach Teshalach HaSaim, Sabanim, the eggs, you're allowed to keep. If you can't eat them, why do you need them? And the same thing, milk, because the Torah says, Eretz Zavas Chalav Devash. So the Chorayim ask, but those Pesukim were set to Jews, not to Akum. And we're learning in our Sugya today that Akum is Osir and Eved Menachai. So is a goy allowed to eat eggs? Is a goy allowed to drink milk? He doesn't have a heter. So if we follow the approach that we just said, that we can never have a situation that Akum, the Torah is more lenient with Yisrael than there is with Akum, it's fine. If we're allowed to eat eggs and we're allowed to drink milk, certainly he may. But if we're saying that we don't travel together, and therefore even though we may eat an animal after Shechita with Pirchus, he has to wait. So maybe he can't eat eggs. And maybe he can't eat, drink milk. And if we said that the problem of Ne'ivel is the mixture by an Akum, maybe not even sell him eggs or milk. Says the Gemara. Ramani Bapatish, Rami Resha Seifa. He comes to the same direction that he asks the question. The Resha says, Ein Asoifik, that obviously there's no Issa Eved Menachai. And then it says, Ven Shechitas Metarasai. So how do we reconcile this? Answers the Gemara. Resha be Yisrael, and therefore by a non-kosher animal there's no problem of Eved Menachai. The Sefer Beben Noach, where there is a problem because his Shechita of a non-kosher animal is meaningless. Says the Gemara, Amarav Eved Menachai Ein Tzar Kazayis. In order to be over for the Issa of Eved Menachai, you have to eat a Kazayis. So the obvious question is, what does Rav have to teach us this? Anybody, we know that the Shear is always a Kazayis. Why would we think that Eved Menachai is different? So the Rishonim answer, that as we're about to learn, there are two Isurim in the Torah which are very similar. Eved Menachai, and Bosa Menachai. Bosa Menachai is when you take off a piece of meat from a living animal. And the question is very obvious. Why does the Torah have to teach us two Isurim? Eved Menachai and Bosa Menachai. So what would be the answer, perhaps? That by Bosa Menachai, you have to eat a kazayas. Rebbe Eva Mordechai, you don't even have to eat a kazayas. That's a conclusion you may come to. Teaches us Rav, no. Eva Mordechai tzarich kazayas. But now we have a question. So if Eva Mordechai needs a kazayas, Rav says, and Bas Mordechai needs a kazayas, so why did the Torah have to teach us two separate yisurim? So I saw two answers in the Rishonim. One answer I saw in the Rishonim is, because before a person does an aveira, he has to have asra. So you have to give the proper asra. When he eats an aver, it's an aver. When he eats a basar, it's basar. Another nafkamina is for what the Gemara is going to keep on teaching us over and over again in the next Amud of Gemara. Even though Rav clearly teaches us that aver menachai is a kazayas, there is one special rule here. Let's eat an aver, and there's bones, and there's veins, and there's everything else in that aver. They all combine to the kazayas. A basar has to be real meat. So yes, aver and basar both need a kazayas, but a very different type of kazayas, and that's what the Torah says, two separate rules. So again, says the Gemara, Amar Rav, aver menachai, tzarech kazayas. My tama, achil ksiba. The Torah uses the words achila, and we know achila always means a kazayas. Masar Rav Amram, ask Rav Amram. There's a Mishnah in Masechta Taharis. The Mishnah speaks about non-kosher birds. The Mishnah speaks about kosher birds and the various halachas that apply to them. Says the Mishnah, it says, Ocham Eva Menachai Memena, if somebody ate an Eva Menachai from a non-kosher bird, Ein Esoifik Aboim, you don't get Malkus, because we just finished saying, Ben Shchita Metarasa, Visak Datach, Bein Kazayis, if we're saying, that in order to be chayiv, you have to have a kazayas, typically the koch kazayas. Here are we speaking about that you ate a kazayas, so why aren't you chayiv? Answers the Gemara, no, we're not talking about that you ate a kazayas of the non-kosher bird. It's talking about a case, like we just said, which means as follows. Because of basar of a non-kosher animal, you won't be chayiv. Why? Because there you need to have mamish a kazayas. For eva menachai, I said a moment ago, you don't have to have mamish kazayas. Gidim and atzomis could combine. So with a rechiv eva menachai, you'd be chayiv. Kamashmuan, that there's no eva menachai because it's a non-kosher bird. Tashma adam harav. Ochot tzipa tohoir b'chaya. If somebody ate a whole kosher bird, b'kolshehu, the halach is, b'chayiv, even if you just ate a kolshehu. Tosfos asks, how can you be chayiv for eating a bird? Didn't we say, not twice was here, didn't we say earlier that in order to be chayiv you have to eat in a normal way? Who eats whole birds? So Taisha says there are birds that are very soft and people could ingest them that way. And therefore, it's called derech achila. So here the Raisa says that you chayiv for evim and chayiv for kol shehu. B'misasa, but when it's dead, it's a kazayis. In order to be chayiv for nevela, you have to eat a kazayas. Why? Because there's no dinner barrier by a nevela. And Rishonim, we've mentioned this previously already, give two reasons why there's no din. You ate a whole bird, a whole nevela. But if it's not a kazayas, you're not chayiv. Why? Why isn't there din of a barrier? So Rishonim give two reasons. Rashi says a very simple explanation. Rashi says something could only be considered in that special rule a barrier if it's also from the moment it was created. And the veil isn't also from the moment it's created. It's only when it dies without shechita. So there's no dinner barrier. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos has a different approach. We've discussed this approach. Tosfos says that the dinner barrier is only when the item, when it's whole and when it's not whole, doesn't have the same name. Agid, hanosha. The Gemara said the other day is considered a barrier. Why? Because a gid anasha, when it's whole, is called a gid. And when it's broke, when it's cut, when it's not whole, it's called part of a gid, a slice of a gid. A nevela doesn't make a difference whether it's whole or not whole. It's all nevela. And therefore, the din of barrier doesn't apply by nevela. But tamei, that's by a kosher bird. But tamei, by a non-kosher bird, bein b'chayeh, bein b'misasa, b'kolshehu. But what's the question? Here it says clearly, that if you ate a kol shehu of eva of the oif, you chayiv. I Rav says to be chayiv, you have to have a kazayis. Answers the Gemara, the same teretz. Hachanami, when it says kol shehu, it doesn't mean just a kol shehu. You had a kazayis. You only had a kol shehu of meat. but you had ginevat samis to make it into a kezayis, but only a kosher of meat. Tashma, another brisa. Notel tsiprish ein be kezayis v'achloi. If somebody took a bird that doesn't have a tsipr, that doesn't have a whole kezayis, and you ate it, so now the question is, and we come into a very interesting question. What is the definition of eiver min achai? The definition of eiver min achai is you take an eiver of a living thing. What happens if you eat the whole thing? So we have here machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Poiter. Rabbi says the definition of eiver min achai is very simple. Eiver min achai. If you eat the whole thing, it's not eiver min achai. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Mechayev. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says a very posh svara. Kav choymer al eiver min achayev. If you eat only an aver of this living thing, yechayev. Akulay, if you don't eat, if you eat the whole thing like kolshkein, what's Rebbe's answer? So I didn't see a halachic answer. I saw more of a deeper explanation. What is aver min achayev? What's the issa of aver min achayev? We're finding in our sugya today that the Torah is so concerned about aver min achayev. Even b'nei noach are also aver min achayev. Why? Because aver min achayev represents a horrible luxurious. You're ripping off a living animal, a living bird, and you're ripping off a limb. So says Rebbe, only when you did that. If you ate the whole thing, I'm not saying it's the most appetizing, appropriate thing to do, but it didn't have that axorius with it. And therefore Rebbe holds, only if you took off part of it, is it usser? Rosh Shimon says it makes no difference. Continues the braisa, chankai vachlai, if you killed it, so it's nevela, divihako, bekezayis. Says the Gemara, at kamloi pligi, what is the halachic basis of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon's machlaikas? Of the ma'asava, bechayel evar memedis. Even when you have a whole bird, it already looks, the halacha looks it as it's a combination of separate limbs, and each, and yechayiv. Or ma'asava, bechayel lav lemarim medis. The achroinim explain what's this machlaikas. There's two ways of explaining it. The simple way is ultimately when you have an animal, you have a bird, so you cut it into pieces. So one man says, since ultimately you're going to cut it, that's how we look at it already now. The other man says, right now it's whole, but it's going to get cut up after it's killed, after it's slaughtered or killed, that has nothing to do with now. That's the simple explanation. The other explanation is the crazy place, he says, a very interesting explanation. He says, why indeed do people not eat pieces of a whole animal? Of pieces of a whole bird. Because the Torah told us not to. Maybe if the Torah didn't tell us not to, we would do it. So the question, if the only reason we're not doing something is because the Torah told us not to do it, but otherwise perhaps we would have done it, how does the halacha look at it? Rebbe says, the bottom line is we don't take off pieces. So therefore, an animal when it's whole is not looked at as separate avarim. And the Torah says, avarim menachai, not a whole bird. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon says, that's only because the Torah told us not to do it. Otherwise, we would have done it. And therefore, it could be looked at as Avram already. So again, says the Gemara. Atkan leplegel the masa b'chayel levarim medes or masa b'chayel lavli medes. That's the machlokes Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. The kol amami, but everybody agrees that it says here, lotot tzipush ein b'kazayis, yistil chayev for Avram menachay. Amarav, Nachman, the same teretz, b'mashu b'asa gidim etzamas. Doesn't mean that there wasn't a kezayis. There was a kezayis with Gidim at Tzomis. Basar was only a mashu. Ask the Gemara. Omika midi. Ask the Gemara. Let's try to understand what kind of bird we're talking about. The Bekula Lesbai kezayis basar. We can't find on the tall animal a kezayis basar. That's what we're talking about. Achva enbay kezayis. Or Bechad Aver is kezayis with mashu basar Gidim at Tzomis. One aver has a kezayis of basar gidim v'atzamis. And the whole bird doesn't have in it a kezayis basar. Because if it had a kezayis basar, then you'd be chay for aver menachai. And here it says, notel tzipish ein by kezayis, that it doesn't have kezayis basar. And says the Gemara, there is such a thing. Amar shavi in, b'klinisa. Klinisa is a bird that has a lot of bones and a lot of veins and very little meat. Aim a sefer, ask her if we're talking about a clean nisa, chank va'achla, dirka, v'kazayis, ask her of a clean nisa, oif tamahu. If we're talking about the clean nisa bird, isn't a klinsis but a non-kosher bird? From a rav, have we learned tameya? We're talking about a non-kosher bird, so it's a barrier. There, ben v'chayeh, ben v'misa, you don't need a kezayis, even of a mashu. El en klinsis. Says the Gemara, the case of this brisa is as follows. It's a kosher bird that has the same characteristics as the klinsis. That it's bigger than a kezayis, but it doesn't have much meat of a kezayis on the whole bird. So the Mefarshim ask, we have this in a number of places. The Mefarshim ask, we had a number of kashas in this Gemara on Rav's statement, that if you eat, to be chai for Eivim and chai, you have to eat a kezayis basar. And the Gemara kept on challenging it, and kept on giving the same teretz. What's the same teretz? That we're talking about that you had a kezayis, but you don't have a kezayis of meat. So the question is, why do we have to keep on giving the same teretz over and over again? So I saw three different approaches. One approach that I saw is that the Gemara keeps on trying to ask Akasha again, because wants to see if it's going to come up with a better teretz. And there's no better teretz, the Gemara falls back to its old teretz. It's one mahalach I saw. Another approach that I saw is that the way the Gemara was arranged, it wasn't, they had different discussions, different places, the same discussions. And then they combined them all in one place. So in three different yeshivas, they had this discussion regarding Rav, three different kashas with the same teretz, and the Gemara just recorded them all together in the right place, the Sechta Chulin Daf Kof Beis. The Shlo says just the opposite. The Shlo says what happened in the yeshiva. The Shlo says what happened in the yeshiva was they had all three questions that we just learned the Gemara asked at the same time. And the Gemara says we have one answer for all three questions. What's the answer? We're talking about that you have a kezayis, but you don't have a kezayis basar. But the Gemara, Chazal, when they arranged the Gemara, wanted to make it easy for us. So instead of saying three questions and one answer, the Gemara asked the question, gave an answer, asked the question, gave an answer, asked the question, gave an answer, so it should be easier for us to understand. On the Rava. So we go back to the Machloikas that we just learned of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar of Shimon. Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar of Shimon debated if you ate a whole bird, not taking off a limb from it, are you chai for Eivim Menachai or not? And it's interesting, Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos, what would be the halacha if that bird, you ate the whole bird, has a kezayis basar? So now there's another issue of basar Menachai. Rashi says, if according to Rebbe, there's no Eivim Menachai, there's no Basar Menachai. Tosfos says, if there's no Eivim Menachai, there's no Basar Menachai. Tosfos says, it's specifically that it doesn't have a kezayis. Because if it has a kezayis basar, maybe Rebbe doesn't hold of Eivim Menachai, but it'll be us because of Basar Menachai. But again, let's learn simple. We have a bird that doesn't have a kezayis basar. And you ate the whole, you have a bird that doesn't have a kezayis basar, and you ate that whole bird. Rebbe says, in order to be chai for Eivim Menachai, you have to eat the whole bird. You have to take off a limb. Rebbe Elazar Shimon says no. Says the Gemara. Amar Belazar. Im tem tzolam sover Rebbe machshavas oichlin shma machshava. If it is the opinion of Rebbe that if somebody decides to eat something, that makes it into a food. Chishav la'ochla eva eva. If this person first decided that he's going to eat this bird one eva at a time. So he gave significance to each eva. And then v'ochla kula, even Rebbe will agree chayif. Amar Abaye, ask Abaye, I don't understand. Let's say I decided to eat this bird piece by piece. You didn't make that decision. So what will be the case according to Rebbe? You, if you eat the whole bird, won't be chayv eivim menachai. And if I eat the whole bird, I'll be chayv eivim menachai. So ask Abaye, somebody else not, v'ochlei hay mechayv. I'm like, why not? Every person, we look at his machshava. The Amarava, in Tim Tzolayma, on the other hand, if somebody decided to eat this bird that only after it's dead, which is usually the case, so he doesn't decide to eat the bird Avram Avram, Chishiv la'ochla mesa v'ochla chaya. Even Rabbi Lezer will hold that the behemoth, the oif is not levar memedis, and if you eat the whole bird, he'll agree with Rebbe that you potter. Asks Abai the same question. If somebody didn't make that decision, he'd be chayv contra Rabbi Lezer of Shimon. V'ochla hay, and if I eat it this way, he's potter. Says it's not a problem. Zelfi machshavte, zelfi machshavte. So I saw a number of beautiful things to mention here. Rabbi Yashiv in his sefer asks a question. He says, if anybody learned Masechta Shabbos, we see that in order to be chayiv in Shabbos for carrying, there are many dafim in the Masechta that says, if something is significant for me and I carry it, I'm chayiv. If it's not significant for me, if it's every person according to what it's significant. So what's the Gemara so bothered? What's the Bayis so bothered with it here? So Rabbi Yashiv answers, that's not a kasha. Because by Shabbos we know the Torah says, Meleches Machsheves. So machshava clearly is a factor by Shabbos. But in everywhere else, where the Torah doesn't use the word malachas machshavas, that everybody should be treated differently is a issue. There's a very interesting Chassam Sofer. The Rashba says, the Rashba paskins in Masechta Brachos, pasa baba kisnan, which is like a type of cake. So if somebody's kaveh is suda, you have to wash. We're going to learn him in Hashem in the next parak, the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. If you're not kavei suda, you don't have to wash. Ask the Beis Yosef, I can't understand. Today I ate pasta b'kesnin, I wanted to eat it for lunch. Today I want a pizza for lunch, kavei suda, I have to wash. Tomorrow I just want it for a snack, I don't have to wash. That's the Beis Yosef's kasha. Ask the Chassam Sofer, he doesn't understand. What's bothering the Beis Yosef? It's our Gemara. Al Gemara says, Zelofi Machshavtev is Zelofi Machshavtev. We look at everybody's Machshava. Didn't the Beis Yosef notice Gemara? Says the Chassam Sofer, the Beis Yosef is asking a great question. He says, you have to learn Pshat and the Gemara Gezunt. He says, yes, Al Gemara says, Zelofi Machshavtev, Zelofi Machshavtev. What does that mean? You could be a person that decides to eat birds whole, and I'm a person that eats birds in pieces. But the Gemara never spoke about the same person changing his mind. This bird I'm eating whole, and this bird I'm eating in pieces. That the Gemara says, that says the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara never said. Now we understand the Beis Yosef's kasha. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba is not speaking about that you are kavei yisud and pasah babakistan, and I'm not kavei pasah babakistan. He's talking about me, and that every day I change my mind. Today I'm kavei yisud, and tomorrow I'm not kavei yisud. Says the Beis Yosef, where do we see that a person can keep on jumping around? So there's a very interesting question. Those that learnt Masechta Sukkah know that a Sukkah Gezul is possible. That means, if you steal the Schach, the main part of the Sukkah is the Schach, you steal the Schach, you're not Yoitz, the Mitzvah Sukkah. There's another halacha in Hilchos Sukkah, Tasa Malay Nosri. If you build the Sukkah when it's not kosher, and then you do something to make it kosher, it's not acceptable. So Rav Nachum Zemba asked the following question. I stole Tzchach, Chas V'Sholom. I built a sukkah. So when I built the sukkah with the Tzchach, it was a possible sukkah. Now, the person who I stole from is a nice person, and he's Meichel me. Do I have to replace the Tzchach, or is it kosher? Why isn't it? It's Tassam Leim and Osri. Because when I put the Tzchach on, says Rav Nachum Zemba, it wasn't a kosher sukkah. It was a sukkah gzula. Says the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozel Gavur, no. Maybe for me it was a Sukkah Gzula, because I wasn't allowed to use the Schach. But it was not a Sukkah Gzula for somebody else, for the person I stole it from. For him it was his Schach. So once it's a Kashra Sukkah for one person, it's a Kashra Sukkah for everybody. That was the Chiddush, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozel Gavur. So there are Achronim, the Chazon Yaakov, Spina Rav's father, says, no. What does some cipher teach us? Every person, you can't take, every person is himself, but you can't put from one person to another person. That's the lesson of our Gemara. Every person has his own machshava, Gemara says. So, you eat whole chickens, and you eat chickens in pieces. For you, it's a kosher sukkah. For me, it's not a kosher sukkah.